Well, that music only means one man. For those that have been regular SEN listeners, of course, he was always on with the half last year, and he's doing a few Sunday sessions with us, Your Coach Online. Alan Rodway, I'll tell you what, I've been telling about people to engage with Rick Irwin and matchday.coach. Do that. If you've missed that chat, you should be engaging with this man, Alan Rodway. Good to see you, Al.
You too, BP. Thank you for having me on.
Today, we're going to look at creativity in your business and your career, and also look into management reports a little bit later on, but we want people to think creatively today.
We do, and we put something on the website about creativity in business, because in privately owned business, I think it's a little bit lacking. And that's not meant to be a cruel statement. I actually think it's fairly accurate that when we say privately owned businesses, and we're talking about high performance, because that's what SEN's all about.
Yep.
At 4 o'clock, you'll have an amazing race with high performers in it. In business, if you lack creativity, I think it's becoming really evident that they're starting to struggle. And when if a business sort of hears itself saying, you know, we've got to improve our customer service, or we've got to look at business efficiencies, and we've got to look at our costs and manage them better, there's nothing wrong with those statements. But if you're stopping at that point, the danger is you just might be getting out of your own market. And you're just seeing it happen. You and I did some work a couple of weeks ago with a group of business people, and we talked about paradigm changes in businesses.
Yep.
And the examples around Uber and Airbnb and just what Facebook has done, and all of those sorts of businesses where they've come from left field and they've thought differently. And there's just such a danger there for businesses if they, I think if they don't do the same thing, you can be very good at providing your product, but if your market's taken off you by something from left field, it doesn't make any difference how efficient you are. So the statement really is, or it's a question really is, what's the level of creativity that you're building into your business? And I mean it building in, not just that you sort of get an idea or two every now and again, but that the creativity will naturally flow for you in business. I think it's a really important question.
So, I mean, for a lot of businesses out there, I mean, they can't afford to stand still, can they? And,
yep.
I mean,
yep.
they can be going nicely, but someone will jump ahead of them. Someone will have a creative idea or method of business that will see them, you know, overtake, you know, where their business is at. So just break it down what creativity really means for a business.
Well, I think, I mean, left field is a phrase that people will understand. Creativity means it's not normal. It's outside the nine dots. And yeah, they're cliches, but it means it's not something that you're going to come up with just because you're going to work today or that you have a normal meeting within your business. You have a management meeting or a staff meeting or something. You're really relying on chance or for some brainwave from someone to sort of do it. So creativity really means what's consistently coming into your business from a thought perspective. How's it built in, and is it significantly different rather than just the operational improvement and what you're normally looking for? But again, I do think it has to be built in, and I think part of built in can mean using people from the outside, because one of the things that the privately owned businesses struggle with, including my own, is cost. You say, well, it's all very well by you, Alan, to say, well, we've got to be more creative in our businesses and you go and get three people who can really think from left field. You've got to pay them. Well, that's not actually true. It's actually not true. I mean, I wouldn't regard myself as a creative person. I need other people to say to me, Alan, I don't reckon you're doing that. You know, I don't think that's going to last. I think you really need to change that up in the next couple of years, mate. I think you're going to get out of your market. Now, I don't actually have to go and pay someone a lot of money to have that sort of thinking. It might be a colleague, or it might be someone I exchange a favour for. And that's really the easy way, is to say, who do you know who's quite innovative in their thinking? That's the word. What's the innovation level you're putting into your business? Who do you know who thinks like that, who you can return a favour to? You don't have to go and pay lots of money for it. And then just make sure you've got regular contact with them and make sure that they know that they're more than welcome to challenge you in what you're doing in business. Because sometimes people withhold that if they think you'll be offended, to say, look, mate, I reckon your business is going to get in trouble in the next couple of years.
Yep.
They don't want to tell you.
Yep.
Well, that's just silly. They need to know that their messages would be welcome to you. Yeah.
It's interesting, the word innovation, because I've been doing a little exercise in the last 4 or 5 days as part of my, I suppose, sports administrator hat that I wear.
Yep.
Looking at football club websites, and they all vary, and just, I suppose, the structure of clubs, and there are so many different structures out there. But there's a lot of tradition there, where you have the president, you have the secretary, you have the old-fashioned type of titles. Now some call it general manager, some call it administrator, but clubs are often, just as an example, and we can relate this to business, don't want to be innovative because they're too scared of going outside what works for most, rather than thinking, geez, we could be the real trendsetter here. We could be ahead of that pack.
Yep.
Yes, it might. The clubs who are doing it might be reasonably successful, but can we be even more successful by having a real left-field approach and being really, really innovative? But I find a lot of people are quite scared about being innovative.
Oh, they are. They are. And if you have a look, for every 100 websites you look at, I reckon you'll find 95 of them are actually telling you the same thing.
Mm.
So if you look at, say, 5 websites in a particular industry because you're looking for something, all they're actually doing is advertising their own industry.
Yep.
It's like if you pick up a newspaper in the old days and you see 6 ads in the same, you know, say, local newspaper for a gymnasium, all the ads look the same.
Mm.
So all they're doing is promoting gymnasiums, and what the customer's going to do is actually go to the one that's closest.
Mm.
So they're not actually advertising their own gym, they're advertising gymnasiums. And that's what so many of the websites do, rather than have that courage. Now, what stops people is actually not so much cost, it's what you said. It's that fear factor of, if I make a change and a fundamental change to what I'm doing in this business or how I'm going about it, will it work? And because they get the answer, I'm not sure, they then don't do it. But the reality is, you can't be sure that by doing what you're doing now is going to work.
Yep.
In fact, I'd argue the way around. If you keep doing what you're doing now, you are going to get into trouble. And you're possibly going to go out of business, or your football club's not going to be all that successful. In a Grand Prix, I mean, imagine one of these cars going onto the Albert Park track this afternoon doing exactly what they did last season, notwithstanding the fact they've changed the rules. But they just can't do it. They know that. Hawthorne can't go into this year without innovation. I mean, Ross Lyon was on the Footy Show last week talking about innovation, the changes they've got to make. I mean, that's the biggest risk is just try and do what you're doing better.
Mm.
That's way riskier, but we stop because we go, gee, I don't know if that'll work, so I better not try it.
What do you think the attitude, well, it's interesting, the attitude to creativity, those left field ideas. I mean, I sit around a lot of, and you're in a lot of meetings with people where, you know, you are the committee meetings or you're at you know, different seminars or functions, and people are just bringing up ideas left, right, and centre. I mean, there's no such thing as a silly idea.
No.
You might, in front of a group of people, think, oh, don't know about that. But you go away and think about it, driving in the car half an hour later, that actually is not too bad.
Yep.
But who's game enough to actually go and do it?
There's got to be more Eddie McGuire's in the world who'll say, knock down Eddie. So, I mean, if you look at that, I mean, whether he even meant it or not, he probably did. But it ignites the conversation that even Gil McLaughlin said, well, that's actually a really good discussion to have. So you need something to ignite the discussion to end up to a better decision than you were going to have in the first place. Yeah.
At 21-4 with Alan Rodway, yourcoachonline.com.au. Check it out if you want to engage with Ali's, of course, been with me a few Sundays during the summer, our final Sunday before we swing into a full season of AFL footy. And, of course, was a regular with Half last year. Creativity in your business and in your career is our topic today, Al, as we work through some of the key points. Recruitment for creativity.
Yeah, I think it should be built in. I mean, you wouldn't want to recruit lots of people everyone into your business who thinks from left field. I'm not sure anyone would get sort of too much done. But nor should we be recruiting, let me be really silly, nor should we be recruiting guys over 50 with grey hair all the time either. Because being one of them, I'll say so, don't text in and abuse me. One of them, we don't necessarily, there's probably a common way we think in business. Most, if I'm in a business that's got, say, more than 20 people in it, and I'm in any sort of director's meeting or management meeting, you look around the room, that's still pretty much the status quo. They're older guys, and the danger is we think the same, and we've probably been in the industry for a fair while. So you should be recruiting some people who are got more flair, not than older guys, but have flair and do think differently and can really challenge you and will challenge. So you've got a mixture of people, yeah. So get them in.
It's interesting with, I suppose, the different generations and what is the perfect mix in a business or a club environment where you're trying to forge forward. So, you know, there's obviously a lot of people who can be protective of a business or a club and its history and how we've done things. Part of them is needing to open up. And I suppose part of the creativity, innovative people is to also make sure they respect a bit of what has gone on before. So that blend, I suppose, is really important to get the right combination of people together.
Yeah, and that's an attitudinal thing. Look, you certainly don't want someone who's coming in with 14 new ideas every week who's trying to dismiss everything that does actually work within the business. It is the best of both. Go back again. Hawthorn's not going to chuck everything out this year to try and win a flag.
No.
They're not going to do that. They'll keep the best of what they think will work in the future but bring some creativity into it.
Brainstorming sessions. What do you think of the old brainstorming session?
I think if they're well handled, they're useful. The danger is that brainstorming sessions become less than brainstorming sessions very quickly.
Mm.
So having outsiders again involved in that is a real plus. But brainstorming means just that. You said before, no such thing as a silly idea. There isn't. And that's what brainstorming is about, to just get as much out as you can to try and convince people that what we said, you know, 3 hours ago doesn't seem as silly now as we did before. So they are actually important, providing you've got the structure right in the way you do it, and providing you've got a good group of people involved to do it.
Creativity in your business, it's a very interesting topic. You can be a part of it, 94291116. Looking at the environment, explain that to me.
The environment that you have already created mm-hmm. in your business,
mm-hmm.
and it would be extremely difficult
yeah.
for a person who's been in a business for some time to actually judge that.
Yeah.
Now, I reckon you and I could walk into a business tomorrow
mm-hmm.
that we've never been in before, and our common sense would come into play, because we would be saying, why do you do that? Why do you do that? And we'd be looking at each other going, well, it's pretty obvious to us. That's really silly the way you do that. But they're in there going, why are you even asking us that? I mean, that's, of course we do it like that, because the accounting industry's always done it like that.
Mm.
Or the lawn mowing business has always done it like that. Or the footy club's always done it like that. Or every website looks like that, doesn't it? And that's how everyone does it with the social media. And we're going, well, that's just silly. Like I go to, you know, you look at the medical industry and say, well, why is it that you have 10-minute appointments? Why would you do that? Well, why do you bill like that? So you,
yep.
Common sense has got a lot to do with that.
Absolute common sense, no doubt about that. And I think you just made me think of a point that we were talking about a couple of weeks ago, which is sort of in and around this topic. And I heard you do a presentation. It was fantastic, which led to another discussion we had that day, because there are so many businesses who can tell you what they do, but what's going to be the difference that gets you over the line to actually engage in that business? And I suppose creativity here is a big part of that,
yep.
is to have something that really comes out off a website or the sheet of paper or verbally when you're promoting that business.
Absolutely.
To give them the incentive to say, yes, I actually want to do business with you, because you've got that real yep. belief in your business, a real standout
yep.
Motto or line, if you like.
Yep. Two problems, and I think that is the most important concept in business today, and that's an amazing statement to make, a big one to make, but I believe it. If a business is not clear on why, then their customers will struggle with it as well.
Mm.
I mean, I think that's just a logical statement, but you come back and say, you're talking about match day
yep.
before, and you're wedded to, this is the wisest investment that you could make for your sporting organisation, for your sporting club.
Mm.
Because now I hear that and I go, you believe that. You actually believe that. Now I'm then forced to ask, how is it? And what is it that you're going to do? If it's the wisest decision that I'll make, then how is it going to work for me? And then it's very easy for you to explain that to me. But it's also very easy for you to get people involved with your organisation because they have to believe it. It's actually a recruitment tool as well. It's a selection tool
yep.
to say, this is what we're about. We want to be an amazing investment for sporting clubs.
Mm.
Well, how do you do it?
Mm.
Because we do this and we do this and we do this. And if you mow lawns, I mean, fancy running around saying, we mow lawns. Well, I'm just going to compete with everybody else who mows lawns.
Yes.
Why?
Yeah.
Why? Because you're home and garden should look amazing. That's what we believe.
Mm.
You know, and you've heard me say it a million times, because we do some work together in business, of your coach online exists because I believe your career should be successful and I believe your business should be successful. I believe that.
Yep.
And if you want to talk to me about how, then that's what you should do. What do you believe? But you have to have the courage to say it, not just revert back to, oh, yeah, we've got a website, or we can help your sporting club make some more money, or, you know, is that important? Yeah, it is, but it's not the motivator for me. Why? I have to know what you believe so that I can buy into what you believe and we can do some really good work together.
I think on this topic of creativity, the one thing I'd like to ask you is what's the risk in your business or your career, to enable that creativity? I always have the great saying, well, I don't know if it's a great saying, I love the saying that the greatest risk is to take no risk at all.
It is. And it's there has never been a time, my opinion, there has never been a time in business, in the history of this world,
yep.
where that is now not more obvious than it's ever been before. Now, when I run around and say, you know, look at Uber, the taxi industry was a sitting duck, because someone said they stopped asking the wrong question. The wrong question was, how do we compete with the taxi industry on its terms? Well, You can't, because the capitalisation required is just ridiculous.
Yep.
But you ask a different question, how do we compete with the taxi industry on different terms? You've got a very easy answer. Don't have your own cars. And Airbnb. And Alibaba in terms of not having any stock. And Facebook and not writing any apps. And Apple not writing any content. And Google not writing any content. You just create these. And kids are creating apps and making millions of dollars, literally millions of dollars,
yep,
for very little investment. How? By ideas.
Yep.
They just look at things and they do things through ideas.
Mm.
So I had a client say to me last week, email is becoming less popular. It's all text. I'm here having people in business saying to me, I don't even check my email. So if you want something important, then text me. You go, what? The last I heard was, stop writing long articles or something and make them brief. And now they're going, no, not about email and stuff. It's really audio and really audio and visual now. So where are you going? And this is happening so fast that challenge the parameters of your industry. Therefore, you have to be creative. It is the biggest risk to take. Have a look at all the industries that are being blindsided by this. And it doesn't matter. I don't think it matters who you are. Have a look at who's a sitting duck for someone to come in with much less money than you had to put into it that could really threaten your very well-being.
Yeah, some great points. Creativity in your business and in your career, yourcoachonline.com.au. Welcome back at 9 to 4. Our coverage of the Australian Formula 1 GP will get off the blocks with Tony Schebecki in the next 10 minutes or so as they just getting ready around the cars. Great crowd, great weather. It is a magnificent event in Melbourne town. I've covered a couple. Ellen Rodway is our, of course, guest in here. Yourcoachonline.com.au. I think they've quietened down a bit, the cars, haven't they? With
they're amazing.
New modern technology. But
I used to be able to hear them
in Eltham. Living out that way, but they're a bit quieter these days, but still making some great noise. A great event right in the heart of the CBD. All right, we've discussed a bit of creativity in your business. We want to talk about management reports, Al. Can you expand, please?
What a boring topic, isn't it?
We're going to make it interesting.
I wrote the article because it is usually a boring experience in a business. Now, if you are a single person business, I'm still talking to you because I'm talking about information that the business should be collecting on a regular basis. So I'm talking about every privately owned business. I'm not talking about those that are bigger. If you've got a bigger business, I'm talking literally about the management reports that you might be getting or seeking or I think should have. If there's one or two of you inside the business, I'm talking about the information that you should have. Now, my experience for many, many years in business is that the management reporting system is less than perfect.
Okay.
Pretty obvious statement. But it's actually pretty fruitless a lot of the time. I mean, you've heard my views on how most boards too many boards are not effective for what they do for a business in terms of driving it forward and strategy and direction and so on, that they have meetings and a little too often meetings for meeting's sake. So this is really to say if you're a key person in a business, then I reckon you should show some initiative and produce this information for your business owner, whether you're being asked or not. And that's why I'm talking to anybody out there. So if you don't own a business, but you'd maybe like to or you want to progress your career, I reckon you should be producing this sort of stuff. And if you do own a business, you should be expecting this sort of stuff from at least your key people rather than just your managers, because they're not necessarily one and the same thing. And if you look at, say, you need to be informing people. You need to be forcing an inward look to the organisation, as we were talking about before. We actually need a frequent summary of the state of play, and we need to know the bad ideas and innovation, and we need to know what ideas are on the table and how we go about debating them.
So are you talking, as an example, if someone that's not part of the management team here at SEN, for example, wants to put forward feedback?
Yep.
Who might be at the coalface of the radio station, who might have done this before. But in a positive light, because they're very passionate about the organisation, this is the sort of stuff you're encouraging. People who are really in the business, who can perhaps see things at times that others can't.
Absolutely, yes. So, like, we're sitting here on a Sunday afternoon and the SEN organisation doesn't have many people in it.
No.
To your point, I mean, you do heaps of stuff. I mean, what you know and think is, and I'm not saying that because you're here, is extremely. But we've got two people sitting out here, one operating the sound thing or whatever it's called, and Chris O doing the. I mean, they've got some really good ideas about radio, entertainment, the media, the industry, really good ideas. So they should not be waiting for the head of SEN to say, I'd like you to write a report to me every month.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and the retort to that's going to be, oh, well, you know, someone's going to think you've got tickets on yourself for doing that. Well, you know, take the risk. Same thing in your career.
Hmm.
Information's information. You only have to come up with some validity in what you're putting forward for it to be valuable.
Okay, that's an interesting point. I like it. A monthly report could contain what? Let's run through some of those features.
Let's park the normal stuff because it's going to house the normal data that a business wants and the normal statistics that I want. The financials, the operating efficiencies, the work in progress. It's going to have all that. So no one needs me to describe it. But I said before, if you're producing one of these reports, so I'm going to go and chair a board in the city on Wednesday in at Collins Street, and it's a fairly sizable private business. Now, I would love each of the reports we're getting from managers to tell me, in summary, what's the state of play? Now, they pretty much do that. Mm. I want to know what's the state of play. But I certainly want to know what are the key actions you've taken in the last month and what are the key actions you're planning for the coming month. I absolutely want to know that. I don't just want a commentary of, you know, what's happening. I want that. And I want, what are the key decisions you've taken in the last month and might take in the coming month? I want to know, what are the major problems that you're facing and your intended actions or the discussion that you'd want with whom within the business around there?
Mm-hmm.
And what ideas have you got for discussion? Now, even if I stop there, imagine if you had a key person in your business who's now struggling to write that report.
Yeah.
Who can't do that.
Yep.
But all they can do is say, here's the stats that come out of my area of the business. It's not about actions I've taken or decisions I'm thinking about or challenges. And let's go further and say, what are the major, actually put in writing to us, what are the major opportunities that you're considering or that you could put in front of us and maybe even the pros and cons of those? And what learning and development have you undertaken off your own initiative in the last month and that you've provided for people around you in the last month? And what's on your radar for that in the coming month? And if it's getting harder and harder, I'm not saying you've got the wrong people, but I'm saying your management reports are probably a little thin. But don't even think about it in terms of a board meeting. Think about it in terms of a three-person business. If you're not having that style of information flow, and it might even be a stand-up conversation one month that you're having with your key people, but it's got to contain, to make it really valuable, that sort of thinking. Even competitor analysis that I was talking about before. What are the major things your competitors have done in the last month?
Mm.
What's happened in the industry in the last 12 months? What's happened outside your industry that could challenge your industry in the last month? And what are you thinking about doing from that? Emerging threats for our business and the way we're going about it. That's what I would love to see. Think through, how would you like to own a business that's not engaging that style of thinking every single month?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a worry.
Yeah.
That's a real worry, because then you're back to, oh, well, let's do it better.
Mm.
The it becomes the same.
Mm.
Let's do it better. What's that mean? Let's do the same thing better. Well, you're going to go to business.
Yeah.
Let's not do the same thing better. Let's keep doing the best of that better, but add stuff around the edges.
Very interesting stuff, Al. If you'd like a bit of help in setting up a reporting process in your business or certainly improving it, you can get in contact with Al. Email coach@yourcoachonline.com.au and Al and his team will advise you probably on how to go about that. Creativity in your business and your career, that is an interesting chat. Hopefully you've taken a few little points about that. Be innovative. Be a bit brave. The greatest risk. People get sick of me saying this. The greatest risk is to take no risk at all. I think it is one of the best sayings ever invented.
It is.
Number one. Thank you, Al.
Thanks a lot, BP.